Welcome to the Deep Dive. You give us the sources, we give you the essentials. Today, we've got something, well, a bit different. Promotional stuff for a palmistry service, right here in London. So, our mission, let's call it that, is pretty specific. We're taking this marketing copy, not just as an ad, right?
Right. More like a case study.
Exactly. A case study in how, you know, traditional knowledge gets packaged up for someone like you, a modern consumer in the UK, maybe looking for a bit of guidance. We want to figure out what exactly this Indian astrologer, Gautam G, is promising, and why these promises. Why now?
And that's the key bit, the analysis. We're not judging the practice itself, are we?
No, not at all.
We're looking at the language, how they build authority, what life areas they zero in on, and, well, what's the ultimate feeling they're selling? It's a proper deep dive into how personal guidance services market themselves. You know, ancient art meets modern London bustle.
Okay, let's start with a who and where. The source gets straight to it. The main person is Gautam G. And the titles, well, they're quite something. He's called the top best Indian astrologer in UK. It's designed to make you stop scrolling, I guess.
No, absolutely. Top best.
And then, more locally, a palm reading expert in London.
That top best phrase. It's fascinating, isn't it? It feels less about maybe academic rigor and more about grabbing attention online. SEO, maybe. Instant status.
Right. Cuts through the digital clutter.
But the second part, palm reading expert in London, that's the real strategic move, I think.
Why is that location so crucial?
Well, think about it. If you're selling something rooted in ancient tradition, you need to make it feel accessible, trustworthy, part of your world. So putting it squarely in the UK, specifically London, it kind of bridges the gap, doesn't it? Makes the potentially exotic feel local, professional, mystical meets metropolitan, like you said.
So sitting, London,
yep.
Very modern. But the actual service, the tool they use, the language shifts.
Yeah.
Right? It becomes very historical.
Completely. It's palm reading, obviously. But they don't just say that. It's immediately framed as the ancient art of palmistry, that phrase. It adds weight, gravitas.
Suggests a long history, deep knowledge, not just guesswork.
Precisely. It implies the insights come from, you know, centuries of tradition, not just thin air.
And then, to kind of back that up, they add a very standard, modern reassurance, years of experience.
Yes. And that's crucial. When you're asking someone to trust something potentially unfamiliar, something dealing with, let's face it, abstract ideas like destiny, you need that double reassurance.
Right. The ancient art gives you the authenticity.
And the years of experience gives you the practitioner's competence. It's about risk reduction for the customer. How do you build trust quickly? Show experience. It's probably the main way they establish credibility, especially if you're a bit unsure about the whole thing.
Okay, now let's get to the actual offer, the product itself. What are you buying? The core promise is accurate insights. That's the deliverable. But what I find clever is how they break down where you get these insights. It's not vague. They promise guidance in four specific areas. And these are, well, you'll recognize them immediately. They're the big ones.
Yeah.
One, life. Two, love. Three, career. And four, health.
That list. I think that's probably the most potent part of their pitch.
Why those four specifically?
Because where do people feel the most uncertainty, the most anxiety? It's usually in those big domains, isn't it? Think about someone in London looking for this. Career, that's a tough market. Love relationships, dating apps, it's complicated. Health, often correct for stress, burnout. And
yeah,
life.
That's the big picture stuff. Am I doing the right thing?
Yeah, the existential bit.
Exactly. So by listing all four, they're essentially saying, look, whatever's stressing you out, whatever you're uncertain about, we cover it. It makes the service seem incredibly comprehensive, almost essential.
Like a single source for managing all that modern life anxiety, instead of juggling different advisors. Right. A career coach here, maybe therapy there. This promises a sort of unified wisdom for everything.
So you get these insights, life, love, career, health. But then the marketing shifts again, doesn't it? It's not just about knowing the future.
No, it moves towards actionable self-knowledge, empowerment, really.
Yeah.
The copy is quite good at framing it this way. It says the reading helps clients understand three specific things about themselves. This turns it inward. It becomes a tool for understanding your own story.
And those three things are, well, they're neatly packaged.
Yeah.
Your strengths, your challenges.
Yeah.
And your destiny.
That's a brilliant structure psychologically. Strengths that give you confidence, affirms what you're good at. Challenges that explains current difficulties, maybe makes them feel manageable.
Provides context.
Exactly. And destiny. Well, that gives you a sense of direction. Hope, maybe. A framework for the future. It covers past, present, and future in one go. Very satisfying. And the ultimate point, according to the material, isn't just the information itself. It's about the result for you, the client. It's about gaining clarity, making informed decisions, and embracing a positive path, all with this trusted palm reading guidance.
Clarity. That really is the key word for modern life, isn't it? We're just swimming in information. Choices. Opinions.
Drowning in it sometimes.
Yeah. 10 different career options, 50 ways to handle a relationship, endless health advice. It's overwhelming.
Totally.
So the idea that someone, an expert using an ancient art, can just cut through all that, give you a clear signal in the noise, that's incredibly attractive. It's selling certainty, structure.
Spot on. It's selling confidence, ultimately. Making informed decisions isn't just practical. It's about feeling confident because you believe you have this special insight, this roadmap. If you feel you know your strengths, challenges, even your destiny, maybe you're less paralyzed by all the choices out there.
Reduces that decision fatigue we all feel.
Precisely. The guidance, whether you believe in the palmistry itself or not, is designed to combat uncertainty. It's like traditional wisdom repackaged for today's choice paralysis.
And that links back to what you said about the learner profile, people wanting knowledge, wanting answers. This promises fundamental knowledge about yourself applied directly to the areas causing the most stress.
Okay, let's pull it all together. We started by looking at this specific marketing. Gautam G., the top best astrologer.
Right, in the UK, but anchored in London.
Using this ancient practice, palmistry.
And we saw how they build trust, the ancient art for mystique and authenticity, plus the years of experience for reliability, modern credentialing.
Then we looked at the core promise, insights across those four key areas, life, love, career, health, targeting modern anxieties.
Mm-hmm. Addressing the big pain points.
And finally, how it's all framed not just as prediction, but as empowerment, helping you find clarity, understand yourself, your strengths, challenges, destiny, and make confident decisions. Yeah, the real takeaway for me is how well this packaging understands what people are struggling with now. They're not just selling palm reading as a curiosity. They're selling it as a potential solution to modern overwhelm using a traditional framework.
It's a fascinating glimpse into how these sort of niche traditional services position themselves against mainstream options coaching, therapy, by offering something that feels comprehensive, historical, maybe more definitive.
Definitely. The value proposition is essentially a structured, authoritative guide through uncertainty.
And as always, we aim to give you all the details from the source material itself. So for anyone interested in looking at the original promotional copy we analyzed, the source did provide specific contact details. The phone number listed was +447-405562258.
Right, and there was a Google Maps link too.
Yes, that was https://apu.gld.glchlahgld60xrbt1p66.
Which brings us to a final thought, maybe for you, the listener, to ponder. In this age of information overload, where advice comes at us from everywhere, algorithms, experts, friends, family, how much does the perceived authority of the source matter? You know, whether it's labeled top best or rooted in ancient art, how much does that label influence your willingness to actually trust the guidance and, well, act on it?
Something to think about as you navigate your own search for clarity. That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us.